This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. At last count, there were more than 500,000 homeless people in this country. There also happens to be right now thousands of hotel rooms just sitting there because ain't a whole lot of people traveling right now. So some cities and states are trying to move some of the most vulnerable of the homeless into those rooms, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Naresh Dadal owns two hotels in San Francisco. With almost zero bookings, he's had to furlough 60% of his staff. So when a city supervisor asked him to open some rooms to the homeless, he jumped at the chance. Each hotel now has 20 rooms occupied for $80 a night. And while that's less than half his base rate,
you know, to keep the doors open, have some staff working and keep the place going, you have to, you know, do anything to survive.
The state of California has a plan to use up to 15,000 other hotel rooms to house the homeless. FEMA will reimburse local agencies for up to 75% of the cost, including services like meals, laundry, and security. Kara Carnahan with Abode Services is leading the effort to convert two hotels in Oakland to temporary shelters for nearly 400 people. She set up a makeshift office in the Radisson Ballroom.
There's lots of people running around trying to meet the needs of our guests, trying to process clothing from the day before through a bedbug oven and trying to get more people into the shelter and housed this morning.
Other logistical challenges include training hotel and security staff to work with the new guests and making sure they have protective masks and other equipment. Leonard Beasley arrived at the hotel Monday with his girlfriend.
It's just like if you were to go and rent a room at the Holiday Inn or something without room service. But yeah, it's wonderful. It's a blessing.
Both of them are in their 60s and at higher risk of getting seriously ill. A recent study found that homeless people are much more likely to contract the coronavirus and to die from it than the general population. Co-author Dennis Culhane is a professor of social policy at the University of Pennsylvania.
People who are homeless are older in general. They have health conditions in their 50s that one would normally see in patients presenting in their 70s.
They also have higher rates of mental illness and addiction. Martha Cagle is executive director of the homeless services organization Unity in New Orleans, where so far more than 200 people have been moved to hotel rooms. Each has a case manager.
Because you don't want to just put very vulnerable people with disabilities in hotel rooms without somebody checking on them, stabilizing them, and really working on the next step to get them into permanent housing as soon as possible.
Congress has set aside billions of dollars for homeless assistance. Housing advocates worry a lot more people could become homeless because of the economic fallout from the pandemic. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.